州这是一个大事。
But if you rain in California, it's a big thing.
我只是觉得很稀奇，早不下晚不下，就是我们要洗礼的时候开始下雨。
I am just amazed that you rain on the day of our baptism.
求主今天也赐下属灵的大雨在你的心里。
May the Lord also shower us with His spiritual blessings.
我了解这个讲道都要翻译，但是我希望你很仔细的来听。
I know hearing to translation is not easy, but let's try to pay attention.
因为神有话要对你说。
Because God has words for you.
我们今天早上有六位弟兄姊妹们在这里要受洗。
This morning we have six brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized.
为了要这个受洗，我们花了很多功夫准备。
So we did a lot of work to prepare for this baptism.
有人教他们上洗礼班。
So someone taught them the baptismal class.
而且关怀他们。
Care for them.
把这个洗礼池放在一起，好，有人昨天就开始准备这个热水。
So yesterday somebody prepared warm water for today's baptism.
我们花了很多的功夫。
We did a lot of hard work.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do we need to do this?
因为这就是福音。
Because this is the gospel.
这就是好消息。
This is the good news.
今天早上。
This morning.
在这个复活节的早上。
On this Easter Sunday morning.
在这边我们有六位弟兄姊妹们要受洗之前。
So before the six brothers and sisters are going to be baptized.
我要跟大家来思想一个词，就是福音。到底福音是什么？
I want to share with you about the gospel. What is the gospel?
我要从罗马书第一章十六节到十七节来跟大家思想到底福音是什么。
I want to share with you from Romans 1:16 to 17. Let us meditate. What is the gospel?
美国今天最需要的就是福音。
What America needs the most today is the gospel.
福音的另外一个意思就是好消息的意思。
The other meaning of the gospel is the good news.
你们今天有多少人真的希望听到好消息的举手？
How many people want to hear good news today? Raise your hand.
希望你很仔细的听。
So try to listen attentively.
我们起立一起来念这段圣经好吗？
Let's arise and read this scripture.
预备，来，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记。请坐。
Please be seated.
保罗在这里很简单的来介绍什么是福音。
So here, Pastor Paul.Introduce what is the gospel.
我们做基督徒或者不是基督徒，你常常听到人说：“哎呀，传福音，传福音，到底福音是什么意思？”
So many of us hear about share the gospel, share the gospel. What is the gospel?
这边经文让我们看到，首先福音是神的大能。
Here, first of all, the gospel is the power of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
福音是神的大能啊。
The gospel is God's power.
福音不是讲了一些好听的话而已。
The gospel says.It's not just about saying some nice words.
不是只是一个口号而已。
It's not a
slogan.
Slogan.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
保罗说这是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So Apostle Paul said that the gospel is the power of God to bring salvation to all who believe in Him.
任何相信的人。
To all who believes.
你就要得救。
And you will be saved.
不管你是哪里的人。
That's a matter where you come from.
不管你的过去认不认识基督。
That's a matter where your past is.
You know Jesus.
If you know Jesus, then you know your past.
请问这是不是好消息啊？
Is this a good news?
我们这六位弟兄姊妹们。
Our six brothers and sisters here.
他们过去的背景是没有听过耶稣基督的。
Their past history, they never heard about Jesus.
我也同样跟你讲，我的师母她的中文程度很有限。
And also, your interpreter has very low level of Mandarin
我没有讲 low comprehension. 我只有说很有限
Limited.
请你们为他祷告
Pray for your translator.
我们现在在经历神的大能
We are experiencing God's mighty power.
他听不懂的时候，他就用猜的
So when she doesn't understand, she guesses.
但是他每次猜的都很准
But she guesses accurately.
因为这是神的大能
Because this is God's power.
弟兄姊妹，我在跟你讲真实的。我们这六位弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
So our six brothers and sisters and friends.
他们过去没有任何基督教的背景。
They don't have any background of Christianity.
但是神的大能就临到他们身上。
But God's power came upon them.
不是很容易的。
It was not easy.
一个人从不认识到认识中，这是一个很长的一个信心的旅程呢。
So from not knowing Jesus and coming to know Jesus is a long journey.
所以保罗说， 福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So Apostle Paul said that the gospel is God's power to bring salvation to everyone.
包含我们今天来的每一位。
That includes you.
你说牧师，我根本不认识耶稣是谁。
So you say, Pastor, I don't even know who Jesus is.
没有关系。
That no problem.
慢慢的听。
You just listen slowly.
我们每一个人开始都是这样。
We all have a beginning like that.
我们都不认识耶稣。
We didn't know Jesus.
但是后来就经历到这个神的大能。
And later on, we experienced God's power.
这个大能是什么呢？
What is this power?
My power. 这个大能就是耶稣救赎你的大能。
It's the power of God that brings salvation to you.
就是耶稣为我们所成就救赎的大能。
It's the power of Jesus accomplishing the work redemption.
当你相信这个，接受这个，神的大能在你身上要做一个改变的工作。
So when you hear about it, receive it, then God is going to bring a transformation into your life.
刚才我们那个带敬拜说，你是自由的吗？
Our worship leader asked, "Are you free?"
我也问大家，你是自由的吗
？I'm asking, "Are you free?"
我就想问世界，问大家，这英文讲世界上，这世界上有什么是 free 的吗
？The world asks, "What's free in this world?"
每一个东西都有一个 price， 是不是啊
？Everything has a price tag.
我想告诉大家一件事情啊。
I want to tell each person.
在人生里面
，that in one's life，
没有免费的午餐。
There's no free lunch.
就是谁买单的问题。
It's who pay for it.
如果同意就说 Amen.
If you agree, you say Amen.
如果有人要请你吃饭。
If somebody wants to treat you to lunch.
有一个公司要卖东西请你吃饭。
Or a company invite you for lunch to sell their product.
他都有目的的。
They have a purpose.
他说 it's free lunch.
It's free lunch.
但是那个 free lunch 里面。
But in this free lunch.
他要卖很多东西给你。
He wants to sell you many things.
但是耶稣救赎的大能。
But God's redemptive power of Jesus.
他是为你付了代价。
He paid for you.
他为你死在十字架上。
He died for you on the cross.
因为照神的标准。
Because according to God's standard,
世人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
没有办法解决罪的问题。
And cannot solve the sin problem.
人不能解决自己罪的问题。
Men cannot solve their own sin problem.
圣经上说，罪的工价就是死。
The Bible said the wages of sin is death.
你要知道一个人有没有罪。
If you want to know whether that person has sinned or not,
就看他会不会死。
You just see if he will die.
死亡有两种。
There are two definitions of death.
一个是肉体的死亡。
One is physical death.
现在大家都在注意养生哈。
Right now, a lot of people are trying to take care of their health.
他们很注意吃什么。
They pay attention to what they eat.
不管你怎么样运动，怎么样注意养生。
No matter how you watch your diet and you exercise.
你有一天还是会死。
Someday you will die.
你是活得长一点。
It's that you live longer.
因为那个死亡的种子已经在里面。
Because the sin of death, the seed of death is already in you.
但是还有另外一种死。
But there's another kind of death.
是属灵的死。
It is the spiritual death.
就是你跟上帝隔开了。
And that is separation between you and God.
你不认识上帝。
You don't know God.
主耶稣来。
Jesus came.
为我们而死。
To die for us.
解决我们罪的问题。
To solve the sin problem in us.
那些相信他的人。
Those who believe in him.
相信他救赎工作的人。
Who believe in his redemptive work.
他就能经历神的大能。
He can experience the power of God.
他能够得到经历被赦罪的那种快乐。
He can experience the joy of being forgiven.
我们这当中这六位弟兄姊妹，他们已经经历过这个。
So our six brothers and sisters had experienced this.
这六位有没有说阿门啊？你们不要一直在想师母翻的对不对。其次，我们看到保罗在这讲说，福音显明神的义。
And here, Apostle Paul said, "The gospel revealed the righteousness of God."
罗马书第一章十七节说，因为神的义正在这福音上显出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人并因信得生。
Romans 1:17, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
或问世人都犯了罪，如何能够还有任何的义呢
？If we all have sin, how can we have any righteousness in us?
我所说的义就是公义的义啊。
When I talk about righteousness, it means the justified righteousness.
因为人
Be justified.
因为人有罪行跟罪性。
Because man has sinful nature and sinful tendencies.
所以他没有办法称义。
So they cannot be righteous.
也没有办法行义。
and no, has no ability to do righteousness.
所以这边讲到一个人，福音就是把神的义显明在我们生命里面。
So gospel is to reveal the righteousness of God in us.
怎么样能把神的公义显在我们里面呢？
How can it reveal God's righteousness in us?
以弗所书第二章第八节说，我们得救乃是本乎恩，因着信。
Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God.
神提供了一个让你称义的方法。
So God came up with a way for you to be righteous.
To receive the righteous.
To receive the righteousness.
今天神把称义的方法放在我们每一个人面前。
So God gave us this way for us to be righteous.
选择是你自己。
The choice is yours.
如果你选择他,
if you choose him,
你就要有信心,
you need to have faith.
你的那个选择的那一步就是信心。
And when you take that step of faith, when you choose Jesus, that is a step of faith.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
信耶稣,
to believe in Jesus,
需要很大的信心,
requires a lot of faith.
听我下面一句话,
listen to my following words.
你不信耶稣,
When you don't believe in Jesus,
你需要更大的信心。
You need greater faith.
你信耶稣,
you believe in Jesus.
你把你这一生交给主,
you give your whole life to Jesus.
他要掌管, 他要帮助你一切。
He's going to help you and control your life.
如果你不信耶稣,
if you don't believe in Jesus,
你自己负责。
You are responsible for your life.
怎么样都要冒险。
So, whatever you do, there's a risk.
Amen.
Amen.
他们这六位弟兄姊妹们今天要受洗。
These six brothers and sisters are going to be baptized today.
他们要冒险。
They're going to take a risk.
这个池很浅。
The water is shallow.
所以你不用忧虑，你不会淹死。
So don't worry, you won't be drowned.
我讲的冒险不是进这个池的冒险。
When I talk about risk, it's not going to this pool.
因为你要相信耶稣在你身上所成就的工作。
Because you are to believe what Jesus has done in your life.
因为福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
Want to save everyone who believes.
一切当中我们这些人愿意相信的神就要救你。
So everyone who is willing to believe Jesus will be saved.
福音要把神的公义在你的身上显明出来。
And the gospel is going to reveal God's righteousness in you.
关键是你要相信。
And the important thing is that you need to believe.
信道是从听道来的。
To believe in the gospel come from hearing the gospel.
很多人今天已经第一次听到了。
Many people has already heard the gospel.
我是想鼓励大家。
I want to encourage everyone.
当中有不少人是基督徒。
Many of you are Christians.
我要你回想。
I want you to reflect.
你当初是怎么信耶稣？
How did you become a Christian?
你是怎么遇见神的？
How did you encounter God?
福音的大能是怎么到你生命？
How did the power of God came upon you, your life?
不要认为今天只是他们的仪式。
Don't think that today is their big day.
Their ritual.
It's a ritual.
好吗？当他们要下去的时候，
When they're going to go into the baptismal pool,
你们跟他一起下去。
You go down with them.
这个水池的水代表一个土地。
So the water represents the land,
the soil.
The soil.
他们要与耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
They're going to bury with Christ and rise with Christ.
基督教是一个很特别的宗教。
So Christianity is a very interesting religion. Special religion.
这世界上的所有的宗教的教主都死了。
All the founder of the world religion died.
他们没有一个复活。
None of them has ever resurrected.
只有基督教的耶稣基督说他将要复活。他后来真的复活，他现在又复活，又影响全世界所有跟随他的人。
So only Jesus of Christianity literally resurrected from the dead.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
所以我们不以福音为耻。
So we are not ashamed of the gospel.
我们以福音为荣。
We take pride in the gospel.
因为福音的工作坐在我们每一个跟随耶稣人的生命里。
Who had the work of salvation in us.
Hallelujah.
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 我们下面有采访时间。
So the following time, we're going to interview our six brothers and sisters.
我们请第一位受采访的到台上来，好吗？
We had the first one come up.
如果你要照相，现在都可以开始照。
You can take pictures if you want to.
把时间交给贝斯。
首先欢迎各位弟兄姊妹跟嘉宾们。
First of all, I'm going to welcome everybody, all the visitors and the families.
那么刚刚我在我的心里面有两句话，什么是普天同庆？
In my heart, there's two phrases. The first one is that everybody rejoice.
你知道吗？现在
the heaven and earth rejoice.
现在，然后现在这个神国在震动，天上在开 party， 你知道吗？
And God's kingdom is excited. Amen.
你们气，你们。有没有 exciting 啊？有没有很开心啊
？Are you excited？
若是你今天第一次来到我们当中的，是神邀请你来的。
It's the Lord invited you。
是主耶稣邀请你来的。
Jesus invites you。
参加这个普天同庆的大日子。
To attend this great party。
天国的普天同庆。
God's kingdom's party。
好，现在我们邀请我们第一位今天的。
That we welcome our first
新生的 baby
candidate.
OK, 王静华
No, 吕德信
吕德信弟兄吕德信
大家好我叫吕德信
请问您从哪里来的
Where do you come from?
中国安徽合肥
I came from China,
安徽 City of 合肥
City of Hebei.
请跟我们大家分享一下你以前
Will you please share with us?
是一个无神论者吗
Yes
生活是怎么样的
How were you like when you were an atheist?
我相信大家也了解在中国是一个无神论的国家
I believe that all of you know that in China is an atheist country
我们从小到大受的教育
That our education since we were young
都是这个世界上是没有神的。
Is that there's no God in this world？
在我们的国家有拜偶像的。
And in China, there are people worship idols.
但是信真神的很少。
And there are very few who believe in the true God.
我们的生活都是追逐着一种利益。
And our life is all we seeking is materialistic.
所以这也是
materialistic living
所以这也是当今中国的一个很大的问题就是人们很空虚没有信仰
and then there's a common problem in people's heart is that these people they feel life is a vanity and so empty and there's no meaning
所以生活在这样的一个社会里我以前的生活
so that was how my life was before I know God
就是去追逐利益了
is to go after the world
当我遇到事情的时候
but when I face difficulties
没有任何的地方可以去诉说
so I have no outlet
没有任何的心灵上或者是属灵上的给我一个指引或者是指导
there's no spiritual comfort or direction
这是之前的
那请你告诉我们大家当你认识主耶稣之后呢
how about your life after you come to know Christ
认识主耶稣也是一个神奇的过程
So it was quite an amazing journey to come to know God
因为就像刚才牧师说的那样
Just like what pastor shared
福音是美国现在最缺的其实也是世界现在最缺的
Gospel is what the Americans needs and also the world needs
因为在尤其在一个无神论的国家福音是很难得去碰见的
especially in an atheist country you barely can hear the gospel
是所以是神的大能找到了我
so,
带领了我让我相信
so it was God's power he seek me and he found me
因为我接触基督教接触福音是真的是一个很巧合的或者说是一个不是那么去刻意的去一个事情
because how I came to know Christ is not a purpose I didn't try to find God but it was by coincidence kind of like by chance
那请你分享你是怎么样来到教会的
OK
so how did you come to church
也是在神的大能带领下我来到了美国
it was the leadership of the Lord he brought me to America
也是在神的大能下来到了我们大使命灵粮堂
And it's also by his power that he brought me to this church
也是神的大能让我今天洗礼
It's also the power of God that I'll get baptized today
所以今天我就要重获新生了
So today I'll have a new life
老虎好谢谢
谢谢
好
Thank you
好
Amen
Thank you.
现在我们请第二位。
So let's have our second candidate.
他叫王静华，他英文名字叫 George。在他上来之前，我就先介绍他，这么可以节省时间。他从中国深圳来的。
He came from China, 深圳。
静华，请你分享你没有认识耶稣之前，你的人生观是怎么样
？Could you tell us how your life attitude, your life perspective was before you come to know Christ?
啊，我在中国呢，属于有神论者。
So I, when I was in China, I'm not an atheist, but I'm a theist, right? I don't know. I believe in God, gods.
佛家弟子。
I was a Buddhist.
做法会无数次。
So I attend the rituals many times. 可以。
那么你可不可以分享你是什么样的情形下你认识了主耶稣基督
？So how did you come to know Christ?
在大陆嘛，主要是信神，主要是。保升官然后保发财
So when I was in China when I worship Buddha it was the purpose was that I could have a bright career future and yeah that's right rich be rich
加上最后一条保平安
And also I will be they promised me to have peace to protect me yeah
我太太先来美国
My wife came to the United States before me.
是她让我来教会的。
And she introduced me to this church.
你可不可以分享一下，当你来教会的时候，有什么奇妙的事情让你觉得你更认识了主耶稣基督
？So could you share with us what happened in this church that you felt this that was amazing, you know, and led you to Christ?
Okay.然后那个说两件事啊，这个比较现实的。第一个是来教会呢，我主要是一个是做主礼拜，一个是参加小组活动。
So first of all, I came to this church. I attend the Sunday morning worship and also the cell group meeting.
参加小组活动的这个进程当中，给我的感受。
In the midst of attending the cell group meeting,
就是神的姐妹和弟兄都是真实的。
That the brothers and sisters they are true. They have heart and heart relationship.
敢讲真话。
That they have opened up themselves to speak the truth.
所以这是和大陆完全不同。
This is completely different from in China.
因为在大陆我是佛家弟子很多年很多年了。
I have been a Buddhist for many years.
但是
However,
彼此之间依然不讲真话。
That they never speak the truth like to each other.
所以这个参加小组会给我的最大的感受就是说人是真实的。
That I felt the most in the cell group is that I feel these people are real people.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! The cell group member says Hallelujah. exactly.
第二件事呢，就是参加这个主礼拜活动。
The second thing is when I attend Sunday morning service.
我参加主礼拜活动非常有一个特殊的现象，就是听牧师讲道的时候。
That I have a really supernatural phenomenon on every Sunday morning when pastor preach.
人糊涂。
So I'm confused.
脑袋不清醒。
That my brain doesn't work.
I don't know why.
I cannot explain.不知道为什么。
那后来呢？就是说，牧师呢，专门和两个姐妹。
So afterwards, pastor and two sisters.
专门用了一个特别的下午。
Like spend an afternoon.
为我做了这个祷告吧。
Prayed for me for deliverance.
这个是让我感觉到我和神，或者是神 是存在的。
This really helped me to felt God is real and he is truly, I could relate to him.
将近一个小时的祷告。
For almost an hour of prayer.
我的两条腿非常这个畅通。
My two legs suddenly felt, I don't know how to put it.
当然是血液了。
She felt the blood circulation was really well. Has been opened up.
人非常舒服。
And I feel very comfortable.
因为我身体有疾病。
Because I have certain disease.
所以当时我感觉到没有人能使我以前这样。
And I know that nobody else, no one else could have let me felt this way before.
所以我感觉到这个上帝是和我同在的。
So I know that the Lord is with me.
因此今天我即将成为他的门徒。
So today I'll be his follower, his disciples.
所以我将要跳入这个圣水里变成新生的婴儿。
That today I would get entered into this tub and I'll be have a new life, a newborn baby.
It's finished.
Okay. 好，我们学习好，好，好，哈利路亚，赞美主。
I share it with Andrew.
好，现在我们请Cici 跟她的女儿 Angela.
Now welcome Cici and her daughter Angela.
Cici 母亲叫邢晨晨。那李希是 Angela， 他们要一起在台上。OK，
Good welcome Cici and Angela。
谢谢妈妈哈。
So Cici is the mom, mother, and daughter.
Cici， 请你告诉我们大家，在你在中国的时候，你对耶稣的看法跟神的看法是怎么样？
Cici, I'd like to ask you, how do you view God, when you were in China?
在中国的时候，我对耶稣的看法呢，耶稣就是一个很好的一个神。
So when I was in China, I thought that Jesus is a good God.
而且非常的遥远。
But he is far away. He's very distant.
那么，请你告诉大家你信主的经历呢？那你怎么信耶稣的
？How did you come to know Christ?
我第一次听到耶稣的名的时候呢，是我上初中的时候。
The first time I heard of Jesus' name is that when I was in middle school.
Yeah, 我可以。
Oh, okay.
那我是有一次呢，我姐姐的几个同学在我们家里面，他们正在那个研究，就是考大学的大学志愿。我突然间就听到其中的一个大姐姐她说：“我要报考神学院。”哦，他的爸他的那个外婆还有妈妈，他们家几代人呢都是基督徒。
So, one time there was a gathering in my house. My sisters and her friends came to my house, and they were applying for college. And one of the ladies, she said, she's going to apply for seminary, and she was really surprised. And also, yeah. This lady, her family members are also believers.
是的，我当时非常的惊讶，因为那是我听到了一个完全不同的选择。
Because that was my first time I heard people that there's another choice besides going to college is that you can go to a seminary.
真的，当时的印象非常的深刻。不过呢，主耶稣的名呢，也只是停留在我当时的那个惊讶里面，我也没有继续的去追问，也没有去研究，那到底是一条怎么样不同的道路。
So I was surprised, but then the Lord's name only stays as a surprise to me, and I then never seek more after that.
又过了很多很多年，那当时我姐姐已经参加工作了，在一个星期天的上午，然后我姐姐呢要到单位去加班，她让我和她一起去加班，然后呢她就在单位里面忙来忙去，忙了很久。
So there was many years after when my sister has already gone to work, and one Sunday morning she was working overtime, and so I just went with her.
Yeah, 她看到我在那里实在是无聊，忽然间想起来，她有一个同事呢，下午要去参加一个好像是参加一个什么讲座。
So then she saw that I was, she thought that I would be very bored to stay there with her as she was working. So she said, oh, I remember there was an event, some kind of a seminar, maybe you can go.
Yeah, 姐姐问我，不然的话你就跟她一起去吧。然后呢，我就跟着这个兰姐啊，她当时她叫兰姐，我们就一起去参加那个讲座。结果到了以后呢，发现不是什么讲座，而是一个家庭聚会。
So when I went with this lady, her name is what is 兰姐 ，so it's a sister Lan. She, when I got there, I realized it wasn't like a seminar. It was a family gathering.
Yeah, 我当时记得那个房间呢非常的小，大概有十几个兄弟姊妹，大多数都是中年人。
So I remember that room was really small, and then there was only a few people, and then most people were in the older.
People. Yeah, 我们去晚了呢，当时那些兄弟姊妹呢正在一人一节念雅歌书。
So we were late, and then the brothers and sisters there already started reading the scripture of Song of Solomon.
大家都知道雅歌书写得非常的美，但是我当时不知道，我以为他们在讨论莎士比亚的剧本呢。
So you know how Song of Solomon is? It's like a very beautiful poem, and I thought they were reading Shakespeare's.
那天呢，他们讲得很长，雅歌书的第二首、第三首，都念完了。
So that day they read for a long passage, and so they read from chapter 1 to 3.
是不过真的发生了一件很奇怪的事情。大家在念雅歌书的时候呢，我就开始哭。
So it was interesting that when they start reading the scripture, I start to weep.
现在知道那是圣灵的带领，很多兄弟姊妹呢都有过这样的经历。
Now that I understand it was the Holy Spirit who touched me, and many brothers and sisters had this experience.
不过当时在我来说真的是非常的窘迫。
But at the time, I didn't understand, and I was very embarrassed.
那为什么在这么多不认识的兄弟姊妹面前莫名其妙的大哭？
Why would I cry like loudly before strangers?
那我记得在这个聚会结束的时候呢，有一位年长的阿姨就带着当时在座的那些兄弟姊妹为我做了一个祷告。
I remember that there was one lady, older lady, after the gathering ends, they led me in a prayer.
大概的意思就是讲神爱我。
Roughly about God loves me.
其实在那段时间呢，我呢，真实的情况其实正是处于一个人生的一个低谷。
At the time, I was experiencing my life lower, in the lower...
Yeah, 我当时工作很不顺利。
I face difficulties at work.
感情也不顺利。
And relationships.
但是呢，又非常的虚荣，不愿意让任何人知道我真实的情况。
Yet I was so prideful that I didn't want anybody to know my true condition.
那段时间做什么事情都没有办法集中精力，而且特别容易发火。
And whatever I did, I couldn't focus, and I was easily angered.
我的家人非常的着急，但是没有办法，不知道怎么样帮我。
But even my families were worried about me, but they didn't know how to help me.
那不然我也不会星期天的时候我姐姐加班还要把我带在身边。
Otherwise, my sister wouldn't bring me to her workplace because she was worried about me.
那段时间呢，真的很有意思。我不是跟着大姐姐去上班，就是跟着小姐姐去上班。
So that time, either I went with my older sister or the younger sister to work.
Yeah, 他们单位的领导啊、同事啊都认识我。他们觉得我们的姊妹的感情真的是非常的好。
And both of their bosses know me pretty, and they thought that me and my sisters were just really close. That's why I went with them to work.
他们不知道真实的情况。
And they didn't know my true condition.
Yeah, 是因为我姐姐不放心我一个人在家。
Because they did not.They didn't feel comfortable to left her alone at home.
那次在家庭聚会中大哭。
So at the, during that family gathering, I cried.
其实是我第一次经历耶稣的医治。
It was the first time I experienced Christ's healing in my life.
就这样差不多又过了大半年的时间。
So roughly half a year has gone by.
我决定要摆脱自己那种状态。
I decided that I need to walk out from that place.
那我的直觉觉得耶稣可以救我。
And my intuition tells me that Jesus could save me.
于是呢，我做了人生当中最正确也是就是最重要的一个决定。
So I have made a lifetime a very important decision in my life.
因为我找到教会。
And I went to church.
我在07年7月28日在青德路青岛青德路教会灵洗。
So I was baptized in the Qingdao church on July 2007, July 27th.28th, 2007.
很奇妙的事情就发生了。
Something amazing happened.
Yeah, 我就开始接受耶稣基督的管理。我是七月份受的洗，然后八月份的时候我就调入了一个新的工作单位。
So I was baptized in July, and then in August I was moved.To another department in my workplace.
因为我新的工作单位是不论是工作环境还是福利待遇都是非常的好。
And in this new place, I had a lot. I have really many benefits, and also the working environment was much better.
我现在知道，主说过，我认识他，我知道他的名，他就把我摆在高处。
Now that I know, when I know Jesus' name, He will put me in a high place.
可是呢，我刚刚开始第一年开始工作的时候，什么都不会。
But when my first year of work, I did not know anything. I was ignorant.
也几乎每一天上班呢，都需要耶稣来帮忙。
Almost every day, I need the Lord's help.
可是主说，我要搭救 CC, 我要让他尊贵。
But yet the Lord says, I will help.CC, I will make her noble.
第二年的时候，我就被评为了单位的先进工作者。
The second year, I was promoted to be one of the I don't know, forerunner. I don't know forerunner of the workplace
yeah,
champion.
I had a good job.
It was a good job.
Yeah. 那我想这是发生在我身上的第一个神迹奇事。
So that was one the first miracle that happened in my life.
Yeah, 我开始经历神的信实。
I experienced God's faithfulness.
第二件真是不可思议的事情。
The second thing that was amazing happened.
就是神借着我的姐姐，就是孩子的姑姑，坐在我身上的。
So the Lord uses my daughter's aunt, that's sister-in-law, did it unto me.
哎，好激动。
没关系。
孩子的姑姑自己背负了所有的重担。
That my sister-in-law, she bear all the burdens on her shoulders.
我们全家，带到了美国。
To move our entire family from China to America.
这真的对我来说真的是一件非常大的神迹奇事。
I know that this is what a miracle it was.
那因为依照我个人的能力的话，我想大家永永远远不可能在美国见到我。
Because I know if it's according to my own ability, you would never see me in America.
那真的是神的恩典。
It truly was God's grace.
那我们刚刚到美国的时候呢，我家人帮我找工作。但是也尊重我的信仰，帮我找教会。
When I first moved to America, my family really respect me. On the side, they helped me to find a job, but they also helped me to find a church.
因为神的恩典，让我先找到了教会，再找到工作。
My family members know her priority is that they have to find her a church first as her priority before she find a job.
真是神。特别的带领姑姑呢认识贝斯我就很顺理成章就是非常顺利的来到我们教会
And there was a very special leadership of the Lord that my sister-in-law knows Bessie and that's how I came to this church
那段时间呢我就常常的到教会在牧师师母很多的兄弟姊妹的帮助下开始认真的读圣经
So during that time I came to church a lot and under the teaching of Pastor and Marlene and many brothers and sisters help, I start to read the Bible.
Yeah, 我来到真正的来到神的面前来认识神。
I truly start to know who He is.
我才知道。
Then I realize,
不是我。
It's not me.
不是我。自己去找到的神，神是神早已在寻找我。
It wasn't that I seek God first, but God came to seek me.
Yeah, 真的是很感谢神。然后我真的是才意识到，其实在我的背后呢，有很多的兄弟姊妹一直在默默地为我祷告。
So then I realized that there are many brothers and sisters who prayed for me.
我当时遇到的那个报考神学院的大姐姐。还有我在那个家庭聚会那个年长的那位阿姨，还有很多的兄弟姊妹，还有我自己闯到教会去接待我的那个郭叔叔和刘阿姨，他们一定是长久的在为我祷告。
So there are many people who pray for me, such as the lady who applied for seminary and also the family gathering elderly lady, sister prayed for me. And also when I went to church the first time, there was an usher who prayed for me and all the brothers and sisters who prayed for me all the way.
我才意识到我这教会里面的所有的兄弟姊妹，牧师师母和Ruby, Michelle, 贝斯啊，这是教你问你所有的兄弟姊妹都是神特定的放在我身边的属灵的家人。
So I realized that all the brothers and sisters in this church, it was by God's leadership and sovereignty that they put these people in my life.
我开始学会珍惜我的家人。
I started to treasure them.
珍惜我属灵的家人，也非常非常非常的珍惜我生活中的家人。
And I really treasure my brothers and sisters in Christ and also my family members.
我想我不要再做离家出走了，就是不是离家，不辞而别的事情。
So I don't want to run away from home anymore.
我不想再让你们伤心。
I don't want to hurt my brothers and sisters.
然后真的很长的一段时间里面，我都觉得我找到了好神。
For the longest time I felt that I found a good God.
可是在我真的这么长时间这几年里以来，我经历了我真的个性上的极大的转变，我经历了神在我身上的信实，我对神的感情也开始发生变化了。我觉得神呢不再是那么遥远，真的是可以我在他面前完全放下自己。神是耶稣，是我一个可以完全信赖的家人。
So in the last few years I truly realized thatGod is not a distant, he's very close, and God has transformed my life into a new person. I have a new character. And how, I forgot, it's too long. But I just really treasure this church, and I don't want to ever leave this church, not this church, this family, because... Sorry, it was too long. Oh, yeah, that's right. And Jesus is my closest family that I could trust him completely and I could surrender my life to him. Today that I baptized again, because I want to come before God and repent.Of my sin.
神教导我们说要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神，这是最大的，这是第一诫命，且是最大的。
The Lord has taught us that the greatest commandment is that we will love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of your strength, and all of your will.
其次就是爱人如己。
And the rest is similar, is to love your neighbor as yourself.
我觉得一直以来神的恩典、神的爱还有家人的爱一直都在。
I noticed that.The love of my family and God, the Lord's love for me has all surrounded me all this time.
可是我总是处于一直索取的一种心态，一种状态。
However, I've only been a place of receiving.
我今天想对耶稣说。
Today I want to say to the Lord.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
The Lord, I thank you.
谢谢你的救恩。
Thank you for your salvation.
谢谢你的宝血洗净了我。
Thank you for your blood that cleansed me.
今天我求你接受我小小的爱。
May you receive my mustard seed love, tiny love.
Yeah, 我在这里，我要一生跟随你。
That I'm here, I want to follow you the rest of my life.
好吧，不用担心，因为我们访问 Angela 只有几个小问题，所以Cici 有好多话要跟大家分享。最后Cici 请你告诉大家，神最近给你多奇妙的事情在你的父母。
Will you please share with us what had happened recently?
真的，哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
因为我来美国两三年的时候时间呢，每天每个周呢和我妈妈有一个通话的时间。
After I came to America, every week I would have a phone call with my mom.
因为我就每个星期把在教会里面听到的信息，然后再讲给我妈妈听。
I would tell my mom whatever I've learned from church.
有一天我就突然间就对我妈妈说：“妈妈，我带你做爵士祷告吧。”
And then one day morning, I just felt the Lord leads me to lead her to Christ.
妈妈非常痛快地说：“好。”
And my mom just easily says, and she agreed.
于是我们就在电话里面为我妈妈做了爵士，带我妈妈做了爵士祷告。
So I just led my mom in the prayer through the phone.
那我真的是感谢神的恩典。
I really praise the Lord, it was the Lord's grace.
在一个星期之内呢，我妈妈又带我爸爸做了爵士祷告。
My mom also led my dad to Christ.
Hallelujah, 真的感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
好，那我们现在接下来时间我们要访问。
So let's interview Angela.
Angela, 你为什么会相信耶稣而且今天愿意在这边受洗
？So Angela, why would you agree to get baptized today?
因为想成为一名基督徒。
Because I want to become a Christian.
基督徒的生命里有耶稣。
Because in Christian's life, they have Jesus.
耶稣替我们死了，我们就可以重新得永生。
Because Christ has died for us, and that's how we have eternal life.
那你是不是已经见证到妈妈的改变啦？
Have you witnessed your mom's transformation? Yes.
你真的见到妈妈的改变吗？
Witness her transformation.
在妈妈身上看到主耶稣了吗？
Have you seen Jesus in her life? Yes.
Okay. 那你怎么知道哪些是神的话？你从哪里知道？从哪里
？How do you know what is God's word?Through the Bible,
怎么认识神的话呀？大声一点。
How do you know the
读圣经
？The Lord's word.
Okay, 好，谢谢。
Through reading the Bible.
好，多谢谢。
我们为他们鼓掌。
好，接下来我们请 Daisy.
We'll welcome Daisy to come up.
大家好
，Daisy 中文叫
杨群燕。
Daisy， 请你分享一下，你在国内的时候有没有宗教信仰？
So could you share with us when you were in China, do you have a faith? Do you have a religion?
我在中国的时候是没有宗教信仰的。
When I was in China, I didn't have any faith.
对。
那请问你在什么情况之下会使你认识了主耶稣基督？
And under what circumstances that led you to know God?
在一个家庭教会来到美国之后，在一个家庭的教会里边，认识了主耶稣。
So it was after I came to America, attend a family gathering, and that's how I know Christ.
那你认识主耶稣之后，你觉得你自己有什么改变吗
？Do you know what kind of changes that you realized in your life after you come to know Christ?
认识主耶稣以后呢，我觉得我最大的改变一个是性格上面的。
Well, the greatest change was my character have changed.
因为以前呢，就是工作的时候，要处理的事情比较多。
Mm-hmm.
然后呢，就性格是比较暴躁。
So when I was working in China, because I was living under a lot of burdens and pressure, so I have short-tempered.
还有最重要的是跟我爸爸的关系比较紧张。
And also my relationship with my dad wasn't very good.
认识主耶稣之后呢，我觉得我真的改变了很多。
I truly think that after I know Christ, I changed a lot.
我跟我爸现在的关系 真的很奇妙。我现在跟我爸的关系是我人生之中经历了30多年了，现在是最好的。我跟我爸的关系是真的。
And now my relationship with my dad is the greatest since ever since these all these 30 years. This is the closest that we have ever get. Before it used to be very tense.
我以前从来没有跟我爸爸说过我爱你。
And in the past, I've never told my dad I love him.
不过我现在每一天我都想跟我爸说我爱你。
And then now I always want to tell him that I love you every day.
我觉得这个是主耶稣的爱感动了我。
I believe this is the love of God who touched my heart.
这个是我最大的改变，感谢主。
This is my greatest transformation.
还有什么要不要分享的？那我们今天来到我们当中还没有认识耶稣，你想对他们说一些话吗？
Is there anything else that you want to share with us? Or any words you want to share with us?
我就想跟大家说，
I just want to say,
我觉得我愿意将我的一切，我的生命，我的一切交给耶稣，我觉得是放心的，我觉得是喜乐的，真心的喜乐。耶稣的爱可以感动世界上任何不可能发生的事情。
Today that I would love to give my life to Jesus, all of myself, everything in me to the Lord. And it's that I know this is the right choice that I make because it's truly peaceful, it's truly joyful to give him myself. And...
就主耶稣的爱可以感动世界上任何不可能发生的事情。
Okay. And the Lord's love can change, can do the impossible, can change anything in this world.
这是。
Yeah, that's
how I want. 所以你今天受洗，你很兴奋吗？
Are you excited about today's baptism?
好，我们来为他鼓掌。
我愿意，
好，愿意，好。
That's great.
Okay, 好，我们请下一位。张蓉蓉
invite our next
张蓉蓉姐妹是从中国安徽省来的。张蓉蓉你好，
大家好。
Why? Hello.
请问你原来对宗教信仰是持的怎么样的看法？
What was your view of religion before when you were in China?
在此之前的话，我基本上是没有什么信仰的。每天的生活基本上就是上班下班然后回家带孩子，那个时候我就觉得自己的生活身体上是非常的忙碌，但是内心是非常空虚的。
Before I did not have any faith. Every day I just work, you know, I wake up early and I go to work and I come to home and I take care of my child. Yes, I had a busy life, but in my heart it was very empty.
Yes.
你可以为我们分享是怎么样的经过使你今天会站在这里受洗而且愿意为主耶稣做见证。
Can you tell us what was your journey like that brought you to Christ?
我站在这里主要是最先受益于我的姑姑，因为我的姑姑是一位信仰基督十几年的一个虔诚的一个信徒。
I come to know God because my auntie, she is a believer and she is a Christian for many years.
Yes. 她一直在不断地在各个地方传教。
So she's been sharing the gospel everywhere in China.
Yeah. 然后当时她刚开始对我传福音的时候，我刚开始还是有一些抵触的情绪。
The first time she shared with me about the gospel, I was kind of resistant.
在听了几次那个福音布道会之后
，After a few more times that I went to those evangelistic events,
通过牧师讲的解释的一些种种的现象和一些事迹，我觉得我不得不相信上帝是存在的。
And then through the pastor sharing the many stories and the evidence of God, that I could not believe in God.
尤其是在我看了耶稣受难记，耶稣在被钉在十字架的时候， 每次看到这一段我都会热泪盈眶。
So every time I, and also after I watched Passion of Christ, and every time I seen that movie and the, those scenes, I would weep.
我非常每次看到这我都特别激动也特别感激耶稣为我们所做的这一切。
Every time I watch the movie, I would be very moved and very thankful to the Lord and what he has done for me.
所以我决定要做一名也是做一名虔诚的一个基督教徒。
So I want to become a Christian.
感激上帝为我们做的这一切。
Thank the Lord for doing all these for us.
那么信耶稣后你跟耶稣是怎么样的建立关系？
So after you come to know Christ, how did you build your relationship with Christ?
我会每一天都做祷告。
Every day I pray.
尤其是当我在遇到一些困难或者困惑的时候，我会祷告，希望神可以给我一些指引。
Every time when I face any difficulties, I would pray and ask the Lord to give me direction.
当我遇到特别开心和愉快的事情，我会感激神、上帝给我赐予我们的这一切东西。
So when there's anything, to give thanks, happy happened, when anything is, then I would give thanks to the Lord.
在每当我遇到一些很愤怒或者气愤的事情的时候，我也会祷告，我会希望让自己变成神所喜悦的一个人。
And when I was upset, I would also pray, and I pray that the Lord would make me to be a person who go after His heart.
我也会经常自己读圣经，然后感召神的话语。
And also read the Bible, read the Word a lot, to receive the Word of God.
今天特别激动，也特别开心，能成为正式成为神的儿女。
And today I'm very honored and very excited that I'll be the Lord, I'll be His children, become God's children.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主。好，现在我们要开始。
The next following program.
精彩的节目啦
We'll have the most exciting part.
The helper can remove the cover.
Can we have the helper come up?
有谁来帮忙把那个拿掉？那个 Rogelio 在吗？负责的人，还有几个弟兄来帮忙扶好吗？他们要那个。
Let's. Oh.
还有那个毯子，那个。
I will have a few brothers to help.
那个，我请你们要扶人的哈，到前面来准备扶哈。我跟大家讲几句话。
I want to share with you a few things.
我觉得刚才我们所听到这是非常宝贵的。
So what we just heard, the testimonies we just heard are very precious.
这六个人不是糊里糊涂的要去下去到水里再上来。
These six brothers and sisters didn't want to be baptized, you know.
他们每一个人的背景都不一样。
Their backgrounds are all different.
但是他们都找到这位耶稣基督。
But they all found this Christ.
我自己非常感动。
Personally, I'm very touched.
因为他们有些人的故事，我今天第一次听到。
Because this story is the first time I heard it.
这不是我们早上所读的经文，《罗马书》第一章十六节吗
？And this is what Romans 1:16 says.
我特别要邀请我们当中有多少人是基督徒的举手
？How many of you are Christians? Raise your hand.
你们有没有听到他们信耶稣都是跟有人带他们有关系
？Have you find that they all come to know Jesus because somebody shared with them?
几个人都是。那个王静华会信耶稣，因为他太太要他来教会。
王静华 came to church because his wife wanted him to come to church.
因为我第一次见到她丈夫的时候，她就说：“我希望他受洗。”
Because when I first met him, the wife said, "I hope that he can be baptized."
太太的影响力非常大。
So the influence of the wife is very strong.
她要你信耶稣，你就会信耶稣。
If she wants you to be baptized, If she wants you to know Jesus, you will know Jesus.
其他的人都是亲戚朋友带他们，是不是
？So the others, they were led by their friends and relatives.
我就鼓励这些我们基督徒要好好的传福音。
So I just encourage us believers need to share the gospel.
我相信那个福音大能的恩膏已经下来。
I believe the power of the gospel has come down.
Amen.
Amen.
你们多少人听到今天很激励的举手
？How many people are encouraged by today's testimonies?
他们六个人以前从来没有听过耶稣的。
The six of them never heard about Christ, the gospel before.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们马上要施洗。
We're gonna be baptized soon.
要热烈的支持他们好吗
？We're gonna support them.
我跟大家讲哦。
I tell everyone.
如果你的心是对的。
If your heart is right,
你真正的重生得救
if you are truly born again,
受这个洗有极大的能力会到你身上。
So, the baptism will have great power come upon your life.
过去在教会替人施洗都有这样的见证，有这样的见证。
So we have this type of testimony in the past in our baptisms.
有一个姊妹跟我讲。
One sister shared with me.
她说她以前还她在受洗之前。
She shared that before she was baptized.
常常有鬼找她。
So she was oppressed by demons.
常常让她不能睡觉。
And she couldn't sleep.
后来她受洗以后。
So but after baptism.
她那一天晚上。
That night.
非常平静。
She was very peaceful.
从此以后再没有搅扰。
And after that, no more harassment from the evil one.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
如果你今天听到牧师讲的。
If you heard today pastor sharing.
听到他们的见证。
And heard their testimonies.
你也想要受洗。
And if you want to be baptized.
吃饭的时候跟我登记。
Come and register with me at lunch.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信。
To save all those who believe.
Amen.